You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
You moved to LA and bought a mansion.
What up, though, everybody? Thank you for listening to another episode of the Three Raw Podcast. This is CJ.
Shamaz Rob.
Unfortunately, once again, our boy Brandon won't be here tonight. We also had a special guest tonight, but he won't be able to come in either. So,
just me and you, Brody.
I can't say that song. No.
Yeah, y'all wild, man. That group message yesterday. Man.
No, that was him. So, we say like hi, babe, or something. Well, hold on. What you say? Oh, let me go to the text messages. But yeah, he was wild for that, man. I'm like, Brandon, what you saying, dog? What you trying to say, bro? I know you be in your feelings, but come on, bro. He said, all right, bae.
Man.
I'm like,
man.
Whoa, bae, who?
Yeah, man, I support you, fellas, but not like that, man.
Right. Like yeah, man, but. Is it me or is this like every time you be at a red light, you just like look at another car, you see somebody digging their nose?
Bro.
Bro, dog, like the other day, I'm telling you, I say like yesterday, I see at least three people digging their nose, bro. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
I mean, it's sighting season right now, you know, the change of weather.
I can understand that.
That's kind of nasty, my Jesus.
I like, dog. I know this dude about to pick his nose usually, and he about to eat his shit.
Usually when I'm at a red light or something, dog, and I like glare over, one of us be like looking like robots, like directly looking dead ahead or looking at you, grimming you or something, dog. So I'm like, man, I'm gonna just mind mine, keep the peace.
That's how I be around. You know like, I mean? Around my job, whatever, because they might be scared to look over here and shit. Like,
ain't nothing wrong with, you know what I mean? I might be having a stroke or something, man.
Having,
you know
two,
what I mean?
Having two hands on the wheel and shit. What the fuck you scared for?
Man.
And then, man, I'll be going through a lot of, like, the job I work at, man, I deal with a lot of customers, so. I dealt with a lot of racial bullshit in the past few days. People was talking about that sneak shit. So, like, the other day, I was helping with a customer. You know, I did, you know, my usual job, whatever. Then he was like, thank you, boy. Thank you, boy. What?
Oh. And you know what would be really, really, like.
Oh, hell nah.
Like, real talk, man. You know what really be making me mad about, like, those type of comments, they know exactly what they saying.
Yeah.
Then when you check them or correct them on it, magically it wasn't meant that way.
It wasn't meant to be. Oh, some shit like that.
You know what I mean? Like, you know exactly what you're doing. You know what I mean? You know exactly what you're doing when it comes down to everything else, but when it comes down to your racial intent or racial slurs or, you know what I mean?
Right.
Magically, you're lost and you're stupid and, man, stop it, dog.
Right. But anyway, we gonna talk about what's been going on in the past few days,
man.
Of course, in the NBA, it was a fight between Rajon Rondo of the Los Angeles Lakers and CP3 or Chris Paul from the Houston Rockets. I know they had like a little tension going on for the past few years, maybe for the whole decade, I should say.
Right.
Since CP3 was with the Hornets, but. That was crazy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was a...
I mean, that was Rondo. Rondo was...
I mean, Rondo is Rondo. CP3 also, from my knowledge, you know what I'm saying, he creates a lot of little, like, behind-the-scenes issues, and he real, real sneaky with his actions, you see what I'm saying? But we all know Rondo. It was hype in my eyes, you know what I mean? Like, dang, game two, game three, let's go. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
My man's Nip Hustle, man. Shout out to Nip Hustle. He was looking like he wanted
to
jump in.
He wanted to throw them hands. Like, come on, what's up, cuz?
Yeah, that's my best, yeah. though. You know
we got
mean?
A problem? We got yeah. a problem?
Hey, hold on. Hey. Hey, cuz.
Right, you know how them LA niggas
Sorry,
be, man.
Sorry, man. Shout out to Dipsy, man. That's my man.
That's my man, too. Up. But come on, man. Like,
I mean, I don't know.
Rondo, you got to get it together. You what, 32? Yeah,
Rondo
you
about
32.
Yeah, he about 30. What? Nah, he got to be about 33. Nah.
Nah, he 32. Because
oh,
I think he born
32?
86. I think he born 86.
Okay,
all right.
Well, 32
so, yeah.
then. Yeah.
Like, you been in the game for so many years. You got to mature more than that, man. Like, spending in somebody's face, that is so that's so unnecessary. That's disrespectful to the highest level, bro. Like,
well, of course he's saying he didn't. You know what I'm saying? It's really no proof, but we see it. You know what I mean? We saw the replay. You don't spit in nobody's face, man. That's a level of disrespect that comes with a lot of different things. I was always told some forms of disrespect you got to be prepared to consequences. Spitting on somebody's face.
Exactly.
Inviting another grown man to your private area. You know what I mean? Right. Some things you just like, all right, now you going too far. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. And then how you feel about LeBron, like, holding, like, CP3 back. Like, he, because everybody was commenting, like, damn, you supposed to have your teammates back.
Like, and see, this is why.
More than, you know, your opponents back.
Right, I understand that, but. See, this is why I try to tell people all the time, I'm not a hater. It seems like I'm the biggest LeBron hater to the, you know what I mean, some folks. But in reality, man, I'm really, really objective, dog. Like, I'm really unbiased. I just call it like how I see it.
Right.
I didn't see the issue with it because, first and foremost, usually in them type of, like, scrimmages or fights and stuff like that, you just basically go to the closest player by you to try to defuse it. Like, if you can remember back in 05... She was holding back Pacers during the Malice of the Palace.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's probably the biggest fight of all time. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
She didn't just run to Rip, but he ran to the Pacers. They just trying to defuse the situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, for the naked eye, it looked like, oh, LeBron just going to CP3 because that's his boy, blah, 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 blah. But, like, in reality, that could have been it.
Yeah.
But, like, the refs or Reeves had Rondo already, so Ron went to CP3.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Fuck it, you know?
I mean, I don't know, man. It was sort of a reach in my eyes. And this is coming from me.
That was a reach, too. I thought that was a reach, too, because how I look at it, that's LeBron's homeboy. That's LeBron's homeboy. You know, that's CP3 is the godfather of his kids, right?
I mean.
No, or Carmelo. I know that's Carmelo's friend,
like,
too.
Even if that was his homeboy, because Carmelo and LeBron, Wade, they all got a brotherhood. You see what I'm saying? And I respect that. Including Chris Bryce. And a couple other people, I think, also part of that. Eric Bledsoe, if I'm not mistaken. A few more. You know what I mean? My whole thing is, I'm not even looking at it from that aspect. I'm actually looking at it from, like, a player's aspect. Like I said, I can recall Rasheed Wallace holding back Pacers.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? What did y'all want him to do, really?
Right.
Y'all wanted him to, like, I'm really lost in this type of situation. Kuzma. He young. That's why he's serving the longest suspension. I think.
No, that's Ingram.
Oh, Ingram. My bad. I said my bad, Kuzma. But Ingram, he young. You know what I mean? He swung and, like, bro.
Yeah, he
like,
was down forever any damn way. You know?
I feel it, though. Don't get me wrong.
That was a
I feel
punch.
It.
He.
But you sucker punching, bro.
Right.
Like with Steven Jackson. I felt it. But you sucker punching. You going punch in the audience and I didn't respect it. You know what I mean? But,
right.
I don't know. Melo, same thing. Remember when he was in Denver?
Oh, yeah. When he sucker punched that other. Did it happen like in New York or something?
It was in New York. Sucker punched. What's his name? Derek? It was something. Jared. I can't remember his name.
I can't remember, but yeah. Carmelo.
I just can't respect
and Carmelo
punch.
Basically in the same situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But I don't know. We too old for that stuff, man.
Yeah, but. I'm just really lost to what fans really wanted in that situation. They wanted LeBron.
I was confused about that because I was hearing like different views about it for the past few days after the fact. And I'm like, y'all want to hold back? You know, Ingram back instead of Chris Paul. I mean,
but see, you still looking at it from a fan standpoint. I'm just looking at it from an NBA player standpoint. The referees had Rondo. He got CP3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what I mean? Defuse the situation.
Exactly.
Like, we saw at the Malice at the Palace, like Reggie Miller and a few other people got suspended simply from just getting on court.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you never know who trying to suspend who in the NBA no more. The whole point is to just defuse the situation.
Exactly.
Like, there's still basketball people, man. We don't need to do the extra. Not game three. Playoffs, man, that might be a little different. Like, I can feel them doing playoff mode. Like, all right, LeBron. You know what I mean? Skip all that friendship, man. This is playoffs. But game three?
Right.
I don't know, man. And keep in mind. I'm the supposed to be alleged LeBron hater, but I'm on LeBron's side this time. Like I tell you guys, man, like I'm unbiased. I just call it how I personally see it. I'm not saying my ideas is facts.
I know I said you was a LeBron hater, but you know.
but if you pay attention, I call it how it is. I give him his props. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not about to run around and say the dude the greatest and all that. Like y'all do. I mean, that's your opinion. I respect it. In my opinion, Jordan is.
Yeah.
You know, in my opinion, I mean, in my bit, getting tied up. In my opinion, Kareem's still better than LeBron. These are just my opinions. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, don't kill me for my opinion.
Shit, Magic better than LeBron, but I'm not going to. That's
That's another, you know,
another
I mean.
That's conversation for another day.
But, Wilt. I mean, we go keep. Let me shut up, man.
Yeah, we can go through this for a whole hour. Speaking of, I won't say fights, but this is a, I call it a terrible situation of Rocky. The rappers Rocky Bad and Cuban Doll.
Oh yeah,
that was a horrible situation. Like I know rap beefs can go.
It can go left.
It could go all the way left. But I know. At the same time, it shouldn't go this bad. It should
I'm gonna
be
just
this
speak
bad
to the Detroit.
You torture somebody.
I'm gonna speak to the Detroit artists from here for a minute.
Okay,
like really, please. You know what I'm saying? Like try to. Get out of, you know what I'm saying, the arguing, the beefing, the trying to keep it real mind state. Now, I'm not saying it was her fault, you know what I mean? But, like, we got to really start moving, like, artists out here, if that's what y'all pursuing.
Yeah.
I really hated to see that. Because it's like this girl almost, well, this young lady almost lost her life over, like, he say, she say via Twitter and Facebook and you know
Instagram
what I mean?
And Instagram
crap,
man.
And all
I think
that.
It's...
Now, I'm hearing rumors that allegedly she got her jumped. Just a whole bunch of he say, she say stuff. You know what I mean? And this is retaliation. Nevertheless, like...
And they booked her for a fake show in L.A.
What was really the issue that these two women... Well, you hired some men to do that?
Right. And
no,
what
man
would... And their own mind would beat up a woman. You
I
know
mean,
what I'm saying?
You pay somebody the right amount. Like, a lot of these people out here are hungry.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like some disgusting, horrible stuff to us because it is. You know what I mean? Like, my G, that's a woman. But on the flip side, people's loyalty lies with the money.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of whole-ass people out here that's willing to do whatever if you about to pay them a, you know what I mean?
That was a slick move, man.
I didn't like it. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, Detroit got to have her back in this moment right now.
And they did. And they really did have her back.
You know, we
got
to continue to have her back. Like, next year this time, remember to continue to have this young woman's back, regardless of whatever she want to do with her life. She almost lost her life to some bull. You know, we got to, Detroit artists, man, like, please leave the trying to be hard, gangster stuff, or... arguing and man, let's just like focus on making it
right.
You know,
support each other. Please
support each other. Stop arguing with other artists and man, skip all that. Let's get out of here and come back and build up Detroit.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying, man. And we kept that short too. I like that statement, bro. But that's true, man. We don't got time for no rap beef, man.
Man, we don't, man. Like I'm just
life
tired
is too
of
short.
Life
is too short. Enjoy your life. You know,
these two young
just
ladies
do your shows, make your money, and keep it pushing.
I think they both like under 25. Now I might be
they way
I might,
under 25.
Like
yeah.
You know, what I mean, I might be wrong. I don't too much follow both careers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But I'm really playing for
I'm
Rocky
about to look
Bad
at it right
man.
Now. I'm about to look at this right now. Actually, while we talking,
Cuban Doll, you deserve everything that's coming to you. I'm staying out of it to a degree because it's still female stuff. I don't want to be in no gossip. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's yeah.
But. Like, you don't set nobody up like that, dog. It's rules to whatever you think you... even street codes. Like, come on.
Right. You and know. Her record label...
Dropped her. As they should.
Yeah.
Now you about to lose your career over this. You wanted to be tough so bad, you about to lose your career.
Yep, exactly.
So, congratulations. You played yourself.
Right.
Don't sue me,
Ebro. She's only 20. Cuban's only 20.
You know what I mean? Like, you so stupid, you don't even realize the pedigree and of your actions. Like, what's wrong with you? You know what I mean?
Right. Man. Over some BS, man. And she's 24. Rocky Bad is 24.
Yeah, these two young, like, man, come on.
Way under 25.
You know, but...
I'm praying for Rocky Bad. I really do. I
hope she recover.
I hope she recover. I hope she
spiritually, mentally, physically.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I hope she pick her career back up or whatever she decide to do with her life.
Yeah.
And blessings to her. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, since we on the topic of Detroit rappers, we can keep it a little short. I heard yesterday that... Detroit rapper Dame Dot was robbed for his chain yesterday in Milwaukee.
That was crazy.
Details kind of still sketchy.
I don't know too much of the details.
But... Yeah, it's kind of sketchy, but once again, man, I'm praying for the Detroit, you know what I'm saying, artists and entertainers. You know, we got to do better far as, you know what, In this situation, I'm really lost because we just lost Soda, two months ago?
Yeah.
And a lot of people was in the comments saying he should have just gave the dude his watch and he could have still been here. Dame give the dude his chain and y'all clowning him for doing that.
Right.
What do y'all want these people to do?
Double standards, man.
Like, some of these double standards is getting ridiculous. I'm really happy this man made it out with his life. These chains material stuff is not worth it. Move a little bit better if you can.
The crazy thing about it is, Milwaukee rappers saying, I don't know if it was another rapper who did it, you know.
I don't really know the details. I don't want to gossip.
I don't want to
gossip. You know what I mean? And, you know, but to a degree, man, we got to do better far as our security, the way we move. We got to understand that.
Oh, yeah.
If we pursuing a certain type of career, we're not normal anymore. I can't just walk to the club by myself. I can't move a certain way in people's cities and stuff like that. We gotta move accordingly. You know what I'm saying?
Salute, man,
but I really wish he move a little bit better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Especially, like, going to another city. Like, you going to an unfamiliar city.
You going to this city.
I don't know how many times you've been in that city.
Right.
But at the same time, you still gotta protect yourself.
You going into this city as a minority though. Like, you a visitor, you're a stranger. Nobody don't know you, but in your city, you a big name. We really hoping and praying really make it. You know what I mean?
Even if you still in the city, even if you from that particular city, you still got to rock your bet. Because you a bigger target.
We just got to move a little bit better, period.
You see what I'm saying? You got to watch your back, man.
Soda lost his life here.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But the double standards, man, y'all wanted him, Soda, to give his watch up. But then I'm looking in the Instagram comments and Facebook, Twitter. A lot of people from here, I'm not going to say no names. Y'all know who y'all are. Y'all clowning this man for giving his chain, but he's still alive. What do y'all want?
Right.
Like, it's some real sick, demonic people out here, man. People just want negativity.
Right.
And it's crazy.
Keep the negativity away from me. For real. But anyway, we go to our next topic, man. Former NFL player, Ray Carew, just got released from prison yesterday, right?
I believe yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Or a few days ago. And that was crazy. I remember you telling me about this today. Uh-huh. I'm like, wait, what? He got released from prison already? I remember earlier this year, they said he might get released like late September, early October, whatever. And just to hear that he's out of prison, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, they gave him, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 17 or 19 years. He did his time.
I mean, he did his time, but
it just was.
Even if he didn't pull the trigger, I still think, you know, even if he said his.
Premeditated.
It's still premeditated.
Sometimes,
you know,
if they can get you on premeditation or conspiracy, quote unquote, that's it. But.
Yeah. And I think this happened in.
99.
In 99. I think it was in North Carolina. I know some states are lax when it comes to stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Some states are really strict. Because I know the state of Michigan is real strict on laws like that. He could have easily did 40, at least 40.
He could have simply got life.
Yeah, simply.
You know, but...
He didn't want to set it up, you know.
At first, we was hearing rumors that he was going to try to pursue his son. And he was going to still try to get custody. I heard the son suffers from brain damage now. Is that true?
Yeah, right. I think it was, think so.
Then yesterday, they released a statement basically saying he wasn't going to try to pursue custody. He was just going to leave the family alone. He felt like it would be best for both situations. I also read that he was more afraid now than ever because, you know what I'm saying, the norality. Yeah. I mean, I can't talk, but.
Norality.
Yeah, of his name.
Norality of the of
situation
the
and the case and his name. Yeah. He feel like people might try to retaliate. I mean, but you got to live with that.
Yeah, you got to.
You know, this you got to live with that.
You did it, and you know, you got to face
consequences. You know, yeah. Of course, he got to, like any other American, you know, be on probation.
Mm-hmm.
He got to find himself employment.
Right.
You know, life goes on. It really was a messed up situation all them years ago when I heard about it. I heard about it when I was a kid. I think we was like, what?
I heard 11, about this.
12?
This happened in 1999. This happened November 16th, 1999. This is almost 19 years ago.
Yeah, so.
So the girl that he, you know, got her, basically got her set up, they was dating.
Right.
At the time. And she was a college student trying to get her stuff together. And she was pregnant with their kid. And he shot at her stomach. Not him, but the guys who, he's
tried
basically
to kill
the hitman.
Her.
The hitman. He hired
what was
a hitman.
The story? She was following behind him, and he made like a different turn, and then they pulled up and shot her, from my knowledge.
Something like that.
You know what I mean? Don't quote me. It's been a while.
Yeah.
And then she survived long enough to have birth, but then she still survived, I think, like a week or two, and then she wound up passing away.
Within a week. Yep, they said it right here. Within a week.
But what was crazy?
He suffered brain damage and right. He ended up having cerebral palsy after that.
What was crazy was he wound up jumping bail. He skipped town. He went back to like Sacramento.
Yep,
it was hiding in the trunk.
His bail was $3 million. Oh my God. His bail was $3 million.
Posted it, and then he got out of you. I mean, if you're not guilty, my G.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It speaks for itself.
That's
man.
Crazy, yeah. So they say the trunk contained $3,900 of cash, bottles of his pee, extra clothes, candy bar, and a cell phone.
Oh, you was really living in a... Bro.
That is crazy to me.
Man.
All this during when he was still in the NFL, playing for the Carolina Panthers.
It was rumored at first I was hearing he told her to get an abortion and she didn't.
Right, that's what it was. That's what
I'm
saying right here.
Basically, yeah, I mean, man, it was sick then. Still sick now.
Yeah, he got to live with this for the rest of his life.
I pray for his son.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying, the family of the victim.
Yeah, me too, man. I really do. But, hey, you live and you learn, you know?
Yeah. Or you hide in trunks. Oh man.
Man, his daily life gonna be sucked like a motherfucker, dog.
Boy, oh boy, dog.
Like, yeah, I killed my baby mama because,
well, you might,
yeah.
Ray Caruf, give me some of your background experience. Well, you know, played in NFL for a few years.
Uh-huh.
Famously killed my child's mother. You probably heard of me on The Kings of Comedy, yeah.
Damn, I forgot they talked
about.
Oh,
yeah. Your man about, Steve Harvey went in, bro.
Oh, man, I forgot all about that, man.
Oh, man. It's not funny, but it's funny, man.
It is. I'm sorry, y'all.
Man.
But speaking of that, this month is Domestic Violence Prevention Month. I think, like, the past, I don't know if you've seen it on your Facebook, but, like, on the past few days, I've seen it on my timeline. Basically, they was talking about, you know, the best domestic violence, and if you was a domestic violence victim, put a heart on the comments. I don't know if you seen it or not.
I didn't see it. Nope.
Man, I thought that was crazy, man. How many people, and men too.
Yeah. Men get abused.
Men get abused too. And this one lady, she was commenting like, I'm like, damn, I ain't know niggas was getting abused too. And everybody was laughing at that. I don't think, you know, especially you being in that situation, I don't think it's funny, man.
No, it's not, man. But you know what?
And I think we don't talk about it either because we be labeled as weak.
Man, it's crazy because I've been having this conversation for like the last month, literally, about double standards with men and women.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? And it's really wild, man. Like, for instance, today I posted on my regular Facebook page like a picture And somebody from here, I'm not going to say his name, but you guys probably saw the picture of surfacing on Shade Room. He threw himself a, what you call them boys? A baby shower. He is single mother, I mean father, and he threw himself a baby shower.
Really?
Oh, yes, it was clutch.
Oh, I did not see that
but
shit.
But where I originally found the picture,
everybody was clowning him. Everybody was
it was
him
in a group, and a female had said something like, it's etched in stone that men, the baby showers are only for men. I mean, women.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Nowadays, ain't nothing. You know what I mean? Etched in stone.
Shit, I went
dog.
To my own baby shower. I went to my
but
own.
But, bro, we got men being born men, dying women. Nowadays
right,
in this
crazy.
World that we live
yeah.
in.
Right.
Nothing is, you know what I mean? Like, see, this is my whole thing. Like, yes, man, I'm all for equal rights for everybody.
Right.
But don't make it an issue when the equality is coming towards a man.
Right.
I'm seeing more and more single fathers not getting full custody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, stepping up to the plate, man. So, like, do they get food stamps too?
Right.
Can they
exactly.
get free living and assisted home living and all the right. perks to, you know what I mean? Like, that's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
If it's going to be equal rights, man, make it completely equal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Look at it from our standpoints instead of only looking at it from
trying
your
to get
your, you know what I mean?
Your point, yeah. Just like this. Like, the other day, this girl was talking about, dang, what did she talk about? It was about gays, whatever.
Raw, man.
Like, if a woman was bisexual, everybody wouldn't have a problem with it. But if it's a man bisexual, they think he's like automatically gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't call a woman gay. That's like,
ah, man, I don't know. Where are you taking this conversation, my G?
I know what I'm saying. I was saying the double standards. I was talking
I
about
mean,
the double standards.
I mean,
hey, you know?
Yeah, if we stand on the conversation of the double standards, we got to even keep that, like, keeping it real, though. We got to focus in on that also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's crazy, man. And we go through a lot of shit too, man.
Yeah, we do. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Like, we got so many negative, you know what I'm saying, stigmas on us as just being men, not just black men. Men,
yeah.
but mainly black men.
Right.
I'm not going to say not just black men, but mainly, being a black man in America or, shit, fuck America, this whole fucking world.
Yeah.
Man,
that's
come
hard,
on, man. We label all kind of stuff that's just not true or don't speak for the majority.
Right.
We label as being thugs, killers, stupid, retarded,
right.
dope sellers,
thugs.
Gang thugs. You saw I did this.
Thugs.
You know what I mean?
We
labeled as being horrible fathers. We labeled as being like, oh, this non-true shit. That's
right,
only
man.
A small amount of people that's,
I know.
You like, come on, man.
Right. I know a lot of men that step up to the plate.
We got women out
fathers.
Here that's bitter simply because this man had moved on. You keeping his child away from him.
Right.
For years and years. Think about this. Now, in 2018, I say the last 10 years, that's been getting more and more exposed. That bullshit lie.
Right.
What about back in the 70s and the 80s or in the 90s when that was going on, but it wasn't no Facebook. It wasn't no smartphones. It wasn't national press to try to help a man out in this situation. It was either his word versus her word. You're going to believe her word.
Right.
I'm trying to be there for my son. She making it difficult.
Right.
I'm not saying all women do it, but God damn.
Yeah.
You
that's
know what I mean?
Man, I think it's crazy. Especially that's why the government started this child support shit.
Yeah, man. This shit just all fucked up, dog. I mean, it's just really set for the black man fall.
Yeah, man. We gotta deal with police.
And like
we
like,
gotta deal with not only child support bullshit, we gotta deal with the police.
And then like I say though, like, I love a black woman. In my opinion,
man. Shout out to the black
women,
man.
Nothing on this earth is more powerful than the black woman's voice.
Or more beautiful, man.
But her voice. Nothing on this earth carry more power than a black woman's voice.
Yes.
Man, they said back in
that
slavery.
That speaks values, man. It speaks values, man.
It don't, but they said back in slavery, they used to put muzzles over the African women's voices.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It
right.
holds strength. It holds power. A black woman, when she's mad.
Oh,
her
man.
Voice, bro. And then not just when she mad, when she just use it for whatever she want to use it for, nothing is more stronger or powerful than the voice of a black woman.
Exactly.
So I love black women.
Me too, man. I
but
not.
I need y'all help, man. Like, we're holding good men down. Right. When you see a man talk about a black woman, just a woman in particular, they're not talking about the majority. We talk about the minority that be on some bullshit. The problem comes in that we never confuse the two. Mm-hmm. A woman will always confuse the two when it comes down to men, make it seem like all men are dogs. All niggas ain't shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute. We don't confuse the good women from the thots or the liars or the cheaters or the, you know what I mean? Whatever they are. We don't confuse that. We understand that's a small percent.
Exactly, man.
I just need the women to understand that it's the same thing with men. Mm-hmm. You know, it is.
Yeah, man. But, you know, we always got to go through. We've been through this bullshit for years. Ever since we came to this damn country, we've been through some bullshit.
Man.
You know, and then we got to deal with this bullshit with Trump now. He ain't making it no better. So, then you want to make it worse by you. Y'all mad at us over some bullshit? Come on, man.
I'm seeing the majority of the black people that support Trump is black women.
Right.
What's them two? You know the coons. What's that name? Diamond and Cheryl. You see them on Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that all the time. They got the quick weaves. They fat and black and shit. And they Trump supporters, the Princess of Diamond.
I heard about this shit.
Oh, my G, man. I'm going to have to find a video or some shit like that.
Yeah, tag me in that shit.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck I been?
I'm a Rosa. Cachette Michelle. What's the other one name with the big head? Oh, I can't believe she said some retarded bullshit the other day, too, dog. Oh, I can't believe it.
And then y'all want to talk about, you know, the Me Too movement and then... You hear Trump bullshit. He want to grab a bitch by, not a bitch, but he want to grab a female by his pussy.
I mean, I want to call a bitch.
I want to say bitch.
I feel you.
He grabbed women by a pussy. You know, that's
all
not,
I'm saying is majority of the African American supporters of this dude, Trump, been black women. Mm-hmm. Omarosa, Cassette Michelle. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Princess and Diamond, or whatever their name is. You seen them. They middle-aged black women. They fat as hell, and they got quick weaves. But
oh
they've been
God.
Like
I gotta see this.
Super popular online on social media and shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Candace Owens.
Candace Owens, that's her name with the big head and shit. Yeah.
Candace Owens.
Man, she said some retarded shit the other day. Like, America's not a racist country. What? Bro, she be saying so much stupid shit. She be hanging around Tammy Rowe.
What's her name? Tammy Rowan, for a long ass time.
But like real shit though, and I'm not blaming on all, because there's a lot of coon ass people out here cooning for Kanye too. You got your Kanye, and you know what I mean. But the bulk that I've been seeing personally been black women.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I've been seeing it too, but I ain't seen the two big women on there.
You seen them? You just probably did. I'm gonna tag you, bro. Trust me.
Yeah.
You go see it.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
man.
What's that dang Cheryl or some goofy shit, man? One be wearing the little lip liner shit. You seen? Oh man, I'm gonna tag you, bro.
I'm thinking about it, bro. I'm like, damn. And I'll be on. You know the crazy thing? I see a lot of shit on Twitter. I'll be on Twitter a lot. I'll be on Twitter more than Facebook nowadays. But I would have seen that shit by now. But
man,
what the fuck I been?
Like real talk though, I don't know their names, man. But you seen them, bro? I know you have, dog.
I probably did.
Cheryl,
I probably
Princess,
seen on Facebook some
shit. Goofy shit, man. You seen them? man, bro. Trust me, man. You seen these motherfuckers, dog?
Oh my god! But speaking of double standards, man, they was also talking about polygamy.
Polygamy. Okay.
Man, I know we talked about this on episode...
like, probably one or two or some shit.
I think it was one or two. Brandon had an opposite standpoint on it. I did, too. I was watching... I don't know if you heard about this show on Netflix. It's called Three Wives and One Husband.
Nah. What?
Yes, dog. It's like sister wives and shit. But it's like... it's three wives and it's a husband. They are like Mormons.
Oh, okay.
They are fundamentalist Mormons. Let me be precise about that. They live in Utah, middle of nowhere. And they actually in this one community where they had like different families that's into that polygamy shit.
Yeah, it's about four or five women, too. You know what I mean? In a household, period.
And they got three wives already. They already had like what? 15 plus kids and shit.
Straight. Oh, my man's getting in. Look at him. I ain't mad at it. Hey, look. I'm going to just break it down to you like this. Like I said, I think back then, if you got the willpower, and it's not always about sex, you got to think about it.
It's not all about sex. I was about to say that. Go ahead, brother.
I mean, if you want
to... I'm just saying, it's not always like
the regular dude to see something like that and be like, oh man, that's bad. I get to sleep with, you know what I mean, this amount of women and I got 2-3 wives. And, man, think about what you're saying right quick, bro.
Right.
It's hard for you to just go and handle that one woman when she PMSing, when she mad, when she tripping, when she going through her emotions. Now add on 2 more of that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? From a spiritual standpoint, bro.
That's a headache, dog. I'm telling you, one might feel like you can't even handle one woman.
Now one might feel like they getting less attention. The other one might feel like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Then they women, so by nature, they catty. See, me saying shit like that, it might seem like I'm sexist. So let me shut up. But let's just keep it real, though. You know what I mean? So. By nature, they catty. So now they's doing little bullshit to each other, and
right.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, my G, you gotta
I even try to do that before, and I'm like, I don't think that's gonna work out, bro. Yeah, man, it was. I think from a standpoint at that time, I was young, I was naive, I was very immature. So with polygamy, from my understanding, you got to be very insecure. You got to be secure up. With your life as well.
Look, though, bro. My bad, I ain't trying to cut you off.
Go ahead.
I remember it was like a little clip going around Facebook a couple years ago, and it was a woman basically saying all the pros that something like that would bring in. Now you got 3 incomes. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? You got 3 different, you know what I'm saying, people when it comes down to shelter, food, you know what I'm saying, education.
Stability.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Now you can hold down a for real house. You can... You know what I'm saying? Different businesses and credit and things like that. You can put in your name as a whole, which is a family should always run like a business anyways.
Exactly.
I think that's probably one of the problems within like the Black community. We don't use our family as a business. We don't look at it from a business standpoint. A lot do, don't get me wrong. But like for the majority part, no. You know what I mean? We look at family for everything but a business to what it is. Like back in the day, The farmer used to sit, well, I ain't gonna say sell, but the farmer daughter used to marry like the, you see what I'm saying? Like the fisherman's son or something like that. And then now when both the farmer and the fisherman die, the son and the daughter, they own the, you know what I'm saying? The fishing company and the farm.
Yeah.
That's business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just using that as a corny example. That was corny, but you know, I'm just keeping it real. You know what I mean? Like,
I get the synopsis, though.
You feel me?
I do get that. And I see a lot of Muslim people do that, though. Like, Arabic people
mm-hmm.
do that. Indians do that. Mm-hmm. Chaldeans do that. And I think with Black people, they use everything as a fucking competition.
True.
And that's our only problem we have is, like, we trying to compete with each other. We hate on each other, not helping one another.
You know, we got to start spreading love, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do. And you notice, I don't know if you notice, like every urban city in America is struggling right now because of that shit. Because we don't have no sense of structure.
What's crazy is majority of the major cities is urban cities too.
Right.
Chicago, Detroit, you know what I mean?
Every major city is urban. You know what I'm saying? When Seattle, I won't say Seattle's struggling, but... Like Detroit, Chicago, St. Louis,
right.
Cleveland, shit like
right,
that.
Right.
And they struggling, you know, because their majority of their population is Black people. And they concentration in like in impoverished neighborhoods to like in the neighborhoods where it's like damn, you don't really have no structure. So we don't have no structure in the neighborhoods. It'd be all over the place, man. It's like Wild Wild West,
true.
Basically, man. So it's... We need to bring that structure in, especially in Detroit. We got all these people coming in and, you know, trying to, quote unquote, rebuild the city of Detroit, but they don't understand the culture of the city. They don't understand how we live our lives and stuff. So they're trying to destroy it.
Culture is everything.
It is, man.
When you try to come in, like, change the culture of something, that's when, like, a lot of riots start happening.
Hence what happened in 1967 here in Detroit.
They were trying to change the culture.
Yeah. So
the culture go always evolve, period. You got to let it happen natural. You see what I'm saying? You can't come in and try to make something in your image if you ain't even from that place. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? You got these cops and these city workers and, you know what I'm saying, politicians and shit like that running cities that they not even from. Mm-hmm. Fuck living there. You got to be from this place, in my mm-hmm. opinion. You want to be the mayor of Detroit? You've been raised in Southfield, Bloomfield your whole life, bro.
Right. I mean, don't get me wrong. Shout out to Mike Duggan. I love Mike Duggan. I love you, man.
Man, but... I don't love that. Man, all right, go ahead.
But it's like, I can understand he trying to change. He wanted to make a difference in the city. I get that. But from a business standpoint, you're doing it the wrong ways. You let this one dude, Dan Gilbert, just doing whatever the fuck he want to do.
Doing what he want to do. Say that. You said it, man.
You seen what he did on Woodward and fucking Jefferson? He blocked that fucking street off so they can be like a little parking shit. So I'm like, hold on. So I can't get on, I can't turn on Jefferson for Woodward because you want to build like a little mini ass parking shit. Bro, you seen that shit?
You destroying the culture. You see what I'm saying? Culture. You're not even from here though. Right. But you only looking at it from a business standpoint.
He wanna build a little Caesars Arena. Bro, he want to build all these expensive ass luxury apartments and shit. $2,200 a month and shit. We can't afford that shit. Who could afford that shit?
White people who ain't from here.
Right.
See, that's what I'm saying. And they come here and they take over. And then this is when the riots start happening because more and more people go start getting upset. Yep. You keep creating jobs downtown, they go start taking them away from the inner city and putting them only downtown.
Right.
People not seeing that logic. Yeah, I'm not saying you're not supposed to fix downtown. Yes. But when you only focusing on downtown, that becomes a problem.
And the Midtown area shit, it's ridiculous, man. I think they should use that money to, you know, fix up the neighborhoods that really needs it.
True.
Salute to the nonprofits that really is making a difference in the city.
Yeah, it's a lot.
A lot of gardens and shit. I've been seeing a lot of programs, you know, for the youth and especially my friend that was here like a few episodes ago, Malika. She
made a difference
for young teenage girls, man. And we getting together trying to, you know, feed the homeless and get them, you know, stuff and everything for the winter. So
what's the organization? The outreach program or
Live Outreach.
Live Outreach or Live Outreach?
Live Outreach, yeah.
The Live Outreach, man.
Yeah, man. Salute to her, man. Big time. And that's why I emphasize the importance of networking because I want to network with people that wants to make the difference in the city of Detroit, not only in the city of Detroit, but also urban areas in the United States of America. And I think if we could do that one day at a time, I think the urban areas in America would be way different, man. It won't be nobody. And also, nobody will be hating on each other. Everybody be working together.
And you know who found that out quick? Atlanta. All they do is network, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm watching the interview.
That's
with
one of the fastest growing cities, too.
Bro, I'm watching an interview with Delicious. You know, she recently, my cousin. Technically, she family, so what up, though?
She family to me, too. Her last name is Davis, so.
You know what I mean? Technically, my cousin.
No, go ahead.
But I'm watching one of her recent interviews, and, you know, she just recently moved to Atlanta.
Right.
And she was just saying the networking there is crazy. She was there one day, and she got so many offers and people showing her love, and they showing her love not on a point where they trying to use her. They simply trying to network. I help you get money, I get paid.
Right.
And she, like, in so many words, saying that's some of the problems that's probably hurting like a Detroit, Chicago, or like you said, St. Louis, man. And then when you go to, like, example, you go to like one of their local rappers or entertainers' Instagram pages or Facebooks, and you just read the comments, they going through the same things that we're going through in Detroit.
Yep.
They run around saying, oh man, Houston, all they do is hate on each other, blah, blah, blah. Oh, St. Louis, all we do is hate, man, blah, blah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's the same structure. Atlanta figured it out. It's about networking.
Yeah.
You know, it speaks into music.
Right.
Man, come on.
That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying. If Detroit, if we can, like, get together and we can let work, man, this city will be, it will function differently,
I've been trying to tell so many people this, man. Like, we had DJ Unk. came out with maybe the wackest song of all time.
Walk It Out.
And then on the remix, you get one of the best lyricists ever on there.
Andre 3000.
That's Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Detroit, on the other hand, for example.
This shit.
Like, but real talk, Detroit, on the other hand, for example, the lyrical dudes stick to one box. The street niggas stick to another box. The in-between cats stick to another box. Ain't nobody... You see what I'm saying? Like, I want to hear Novelist on a song with Stretch Money that's featuring Sada Baby. How come I can't hear that? I go to Atlanta. I'm hearing that from Atlanta, but y'all all want to jock Atlanta. Y'all all idolized to one day move to Atlanta.
Right.
But you don't even got the mindset, so you're not even going to prosper in Atlanta.
Exactly.
You got the opportunity now to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You only want to deal with what you comfortable with. Get out your comfort zone. You want to know
right.
why? Money is green regardless.
And that's what I'm pushing for, man. Because I have a crazy ass mind. Like, well, I'm a theater major in college.
Speak on your mind.
Every theater major person thinks outside the fucking box. And I think outside the box, man. I'm very creative when it comes to, you know, trying to empower people and stuff. So you'll hear me saying some random shit. But it was like, what the fuck this nigga talking about? But
I'll be supporting it regardless. You be seeing me with the sunglasses emoji and shit. Like, yeah.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Like, this nigga.
But I'm
this supporting. Nigga out here Kanye and this shit. I'm like, no. I'm not trying to be no Kanye. I'm just saying, like, you know, that's what I think we should do. Like, this is point A, point E, blah, blah, blah. But all I'm saying is, I've been to Atlanta, too.
Mm-hmm.
The way Atlanta runs, man, it's busy as shit, but it works, man. It really networking, works. Everybody
bro.
Working.
Everybody
not
work-
only but rappers, entertainers.
Man, Delicious
singer,
said,
man.
Delicious said she went to a regular restaurant, and the workers all taking pride in just simply flipping burgers.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Crazy thing, like
networking, because they looking at it for what it all is. They happy for the opportunities, and they go take that opportunity and do something else with it.
Yeah.
Or you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
man, we gotta. I don't know, but you said you hit it on the nerve. I mean, my bad, the nose. A couple comments ago, bro.
Yeah,
you hit it on the nose,
and that's what I want to do about this podcast too. Like, I network with a few people in Atlanta that do podcasts down there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them.
Shout out to y'all.
Especially Connection ATL. Man, they do a lot of positive things down there, man. I'm like, man, I want to up and move to Atlanta, but I'm like, nah, fuck that. I'm just trying to do whatever I can here in Detroit. And then if it don't work, it don't work. I'm going to have to bounce. But in the meantime, I'm going to do what I can for my people here. You know, that's why. And that's all I'm saying. Like, you know, we gotta take this serious, y'all.
Yeah, we do.
If you don't take it serious, then I can't fuck with you, you know?
Yeah, we do.
I know, man. So, shout out to my friends, too. He came up with a really, really, really good idea, and we kind of missing it together. I'm not going to tell you what the idea is because I want y'all to steal this
shit. Oh, shit. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned, though. That's all I got to say. Stay tuned for next year. But, yeah, man, that's all I got to say about that, man. About the double standard shit, man. We just got to get it together. That's all I got to say, man. I mean, I can't really say more about it like I want to right now. But I think, like you said, Robert, a power of networking can go a long way.
Man, that's the key to all success, networking. You can't do it alone.
Right.
Like, once people get out the mindset of thinking they can do it alone, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Network. And network with the right people, but don't always network with the same people.
Right.
Like, get out the box some, man. Like, stop only being in that comfort. Get out your comfort zone. Like, real talk.
I love
that,
boy.
Like,
you
Detroit. Say- No, real talk, man. Let's call a spade a spade. Detroit in particular, we move only in our comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get out that comfort zone, man, we'll be all right. But like I said, how can we win? A certain group only fuck with a certain group and look negative on the other group when they both is positive, but you can't see the positive and because you personally don't like what they talking about. Man, fuck all that. Get this money. Network.
Right.
You missing out on possibly being a millionaire if you connect with him simply because you personally don't like how he look.
Hey, you know what? I got a question for you, though.
What up, though?
So, what if, like, let's say, for instance, like, if I'm running if I'm running a fucking laundromat or some shit, And then I have a person come in. I basically treat him as like an intern, uh-huh. whatever. So he was working for me for a few weeks, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I tell him all the tools to do this and do that. And then suddenly, he built his own laundromat. Would you be mad about that?
Nope.
Why is that?
Because, man, you got to think about this. It can't just be one laundromat. Mm-hmm. Secondly, where did he put the laundromat at? Now, I'll only be mad if he put it, like, right across the street or something.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But it's enough money for everybody to get paid.
Exactly.
You feel me? If my laundromat on 7 Mile and you put yours on Grand River, man, salute. I'm going to get this money on 7 Mile. You get that money on Grand River. Mm-hmm. We all eat, B. Ain't you eating? Exactly. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Man, look, the game is to be sold, not told, quote unquote. But always remember the game is supposed to be spread it.
Yeah.
So if you telling it or selling it, spread it. Long as you keeping the game to yourself, you holding back the city.
Mm-hmm.
So like with the laundromat thing, man, all right, man, that's cool. Long as you're not trying to be a direct competitor, you're not going directly across the street or within a mile radius or something like that, man, get this money.
Let's get this money.
You see what I'm saying?
So I had I seen this on Facebook. I don't know this, you know this guy named Chris Kyle, right? Christopher Kyle. You probably seen him on Facebook.
I think I probably saw him once or twice.
So he owns a photo booth business.
Mm-hmm.
And he also do hashtag signs, you know, the big signs and shit.
Yeah, I think I seen them, yeah.
So he owns a hashtag company, right? And then his homeboy, they must have been boys for like a very long time. I'll say about maybe 15, 20 years. But his boy was basically working for him for a little while doing the photo booth shit. And then suddenly, his boy started a hashtag props company as well.
Straight.
Yeah. So I'm like, and Chris was mad because like, damn. I'm like, you could at least tell me that you about to start this, but you just turn around and start this shit, you know?
Yeah, but you
but
got...
how I feel about it is like, damn. Because I remember months ago, he said that, you know, he wanted to start a class on how you to do this and do that. But then again, your boy started a props company. Then you want to be mad. Like, what the fuck?
I look at it like this, though. Like, just to add a little to that. Also, like, what I was just previously saying. Some people is snakes.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that. Like, a lot of people is snaky. Some people go use you what they can use you for. Some mm-hmm. people do look at you as a come up. Only thing is you got to find the right people to let use you as a come up. The people who going to not try to shit on you when they do get up. Like I said, it's enough money for we all can eat. You know what I'm saying? Like in the streets, man, the reason why, and like I'm not trying to say like I know what's going on.
I'm not saying what's going on. I'm not trying to.
I don't know nothing.
I'm just going based off what he said. What you know?
Look, I don't know nobody. You know I ain't seen nothing. But allegedly, niggas don't know how to move or pass the plug.
Yeah.
Pass the plug, man. You done ate already.
Right.
Let him eat some. You should be moving on to bigger and better things at one point.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Like, or whatever the situation is. Like, we get so used to our comfort zone, we only want to focus in on one thing. Once you only focus in on one thing, though, eventually everything get played.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You got to find that idea and make sure it's something that we just going to need. Majority of the billionaires are that. Like the Bill Gates, the Amazons, the Facebook, something that you just need in your life somehow.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Majority of that.
Because that shit, you think about it too, they influence Google, they influence Facebook, they influence any type of social networking.
Netflix, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's why I think like the power of networking, man, because like, you don't want to, like, if, let's say, for instance, like, my homeboy, like, if, let's say if I had, like, a carpentry business, you know, he'd be building with me for, like, so many years. We build houses together, you know, and he supported me. You know, I supported him by paying him to do the job, and then suddenly he got a job. I mean, not a job. He started his own carpentry business.
Yeah, right.
You know, would I be mad about that? Hell no, I wouldn't be mad. I'd be more than happy for him, you know?
Right.
That's how I am. I think that. I look at it in a positive way. I think about, like, okay, my homeboy's eating. you know, he ain't because I paying him. Right. But then again, he see all the tools and all the guidance that I given him for the past year or so.
But see, that's
then
how
he want to do his thing. Then he was like, shoot, I want to do this easy work.
That's
then
how you keep your blessings coming too, CJ. Right. Because you spreading it. See, a lot of, like I said, it's a lot of snakes, but it's also a lot of greedy people. A lot of people only want to be the boss or only want to be the one getting paid.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, hopefully
I think I'm going to say it. I might mispronounce this word. Sorry about that. Those people are narcissists.
Narcissists?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said it wrong, but they stuck in their own ways. They want to do shit their own ways.
Narcissistic, dog. They are. Yeah, but, you know, the problem is a lot of people don't even think they narcissists.
They don't.
They honestly don't. They be so caught
like
up in their ego.
Kanye don't think he's that, man. But he really is. But go ahead, brother.
It's like a difference between self-motivation and, like, loving yourself and being narcissistic with it. Mm-hmm. And it's a very fine line.
It is.
And the problem come in difference. That people see people saying a lot of positive things and you think it's confidence, but you got to always let somebody know when they going too far. Like, all right, that's a little egotistical.
Yeah.
Because it goes from that, then it becomes narcissist. To a point, most successful business people, wherever it is, got to be some form of a narcissist, like Puffy, Jay-Z, you know what I mean?
Right.
But if you pay attention, Puffy didn't put a lot of people in power. Jay-Z didn't put a lot of people in power. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's different. It's levels to it. You feel me?
It is, man. It is.
It's levels, man. You know, that's what I'm saying. Basically, it's levels.
It is, man.
You know?
That's all I'm trying to say about the double standards part, man. I mean, and then the contradiction. You don't want to contradict yourself. Saying one thing, then you mean the other thing. You
and see,
know,
a lot of bad narcissists do that. They contradict themselves all the time. Because they simply want to be right in the moment.
Right. I'm like, hold on. You just said Bush don't like black people. And then now you saying that.
Man, you want to get in on the quick topics we had, or you want to stick to this? I know you have something you want to.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't want to go too much of it because I know we don't have much time. But what's the LeBron James show called, man?
The Shop.
The Shop, man, I love that show, man.
I still ain't watched
it
completely.
I know I say I love the show. I don't know the name of the show. That's kind of off, right? But
in 2018, no, it's not.
Oh, right.
Let's call a spade, you know what I mean?
Man, Drake was on the show, man, and he was talking about, you know, his beef with, his situation with Pusha T. And he was basically saying that, it wasn't by me. Kanye said that shit. I mean, Kanye said that stuff to me. When we was in Wyoming at his ranch, you know, he said that, you know.
He basically told Drake.
He got a kid. You know, he got a kid and stuff, you
right.
know.
But see,
he's struggling with his baby mama and stuff, you know.
On the flip side of that, Pusha T goes on the Joe Budden podcast and say, no, 40 is pillow talking to a female. And that's how that got leaked. See what I'm saying? Look, I'm going to tell you the truth. Not the truth. I'm going to tell you my point of view of it. Mm-hmm. I honestly think Drake and Pusha T both is telling the truth. I think Drake is looking real confused because he putting one-on-one and it looked like it's Kanye West.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Pusha T basically telling Drake, you right to think that, but in reality it was your man's. And since Drake not thinking his man's would do something like that, Kanye West is the only person that in his mind could have did something like that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm trying to hear what Kanye got to say about it. He ain't saying
Kanye too busy worried about Trump and acting crazy right now.
Right. Saying million things. He's like going one ear out the other, man. But I don't know, man. It's hard to believe people nowadays, man.
See, and that's the thing.
And I have huge trust issues too, man. I'm like, should I trust Drake? Should I trust Pusha, should I trust Kanye, should I trust 40,
that's why I came down to the conclusion I'm believing all of them. Because when I'm looking at Drake confusion, that's from a place of honesty. The way Pusha T is laid back and chilled, that's from a place of honesty. Yeah. When you know the truth is winning, you don't look nervous. You don't look a certain way. You see what I'm saying? We done seen a lot of rap beefs where, like Ja Rule, for example, when he was extra nervous, like, what, 50 Cent's a snitch? Like, you going over top with it. Nah, you see what I'm saying? Nah, I can't believe you. Even if you saying it's true, you over the top, that means you over exaggerating.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Pusha T ain't over exaggerating. He's just saying it calmly. And one thing that they keep missing out, Pusha T keeps saying he got proof.
Right.
He keeps saying, like, well, you don't think 40 blah, blah, blah said that? I got proof. Tell me I'm lying.
Right.
It's been a week. 40 still ain't said nothing. He ain't even denied it. Yeah. I'm just saying.
People are snakes, man.
I'm just saying.
And that's Drake's homeboy, too.
In that situation, in this beef, don't let your emotions on how you feel about Drake or Pusha T blind you from the facts of what's really being said on both sides.
Exactly.
I just want people to be real unbiased about that. Listen to what Pusha T really saying and look at Drake's real emotions.
You know people don't want to listen to what he's saying. He was on the podcast for damn 3 hours. But anyway, it's time for us to get up out of here, guys. This is your boy, CJ.
What's up, though? This is your man's Rob.
The person that's missing of action is Brandon, but...
Like always.
As always, but anyway, we got to get...
Free Brandon.
Free Brandon.
Hashtag free B.
Right. Free Gimme, whatever his name is.
Jimmy. That's my...
My bad, y'all. All right, this is 3 Raw.